Matt Moore and Matt Mastromaro.
What do any of you know about being brutal?
Featuring Massachusetts metal and punk.
You know those lyrics about hell, demons, and doom? What if I told you it's all real?
WMFO Medford.
Fuck the prime time, bitch!
Days of Macy's Day Parade. The night of the living dead is on its way. With the credit report for duty call. It's a lifetime guarantee. Stuffed in a coffin, 10% more free. Red light special at the mausoleum. Give me something that I need. Satisfaction guaranteed to you. What's the consolation prize? Economy size, dreams of hope. Wanted all the things that I haven't got. Oh, but I learned the hardest way. Then I realized what it took. Tell the difference between thieves and crooks. Lesson learned.
And welcome to Brutal Brunch here on WMFO Medford 91.5. I'm streaming live on WMFO.org. That was a special request from Matt. That was Green Day with Macy's Day Parade.
I just walked out of the studio.
Quite brutal. What? All right, you grabbing different mics on me this week.
I got all the mics.
There you go.
Yes, it's three.
Hello, Matt.
Sorry.
As I said, that was a request from Matt. That was Macy's Day Parade off the album Warning, which commercially tanked and led to the renaissance of the great American Idiot Renaissance.
Ugh.
That Matt is also a big fan of.
Blech.
But anyway, we played that song because this is our only show between...
I'm singing through my nose.
It's our only show between Halloween and Thanksgiving.
I should have went into our theater. I don't really like this genre. Sorry.
Green Day stinks.
It was either that or, what's his name? Adam Sandler. We could still do Adam Sandler.
Yeah, fine.
But we got a lot of other... We do have metal to play for you this
morning.
Anyway.
I'm almost going to fight about how I didn't like Sublime. That's kind of where I'm at.
When was that?
In college.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like this week.
This morning on the way in.
Why don't you like Sublime?
Because they stink.
They kind of do.
Yeah.
But they're different from Green Day.
They're the same crap.
No. Old school Green Day from everything from Smooth Out Slappy Hours through Warning.
Nope. Incredible. Incorrect.
Get out of here. Anyway, like I said, this is Brutal Brunch. We're here every other week now from 9 to 11.
Woo! Did you see the Ric Flair doc?
I could not care less about Ric Flair.
And
But I did read the Deadspin article that the documentary condones or glorifies sexual assault.
It probably does.
Get FOH, Ric Flair. Anyway, you can call in here. Numbers are 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636, or 781-350-3264. Tell Matt that he's wrong about Green Day, or right about Sublime,
tell me.
Or wrong about
tell
Ric
me
Flair, or whatever. We do have Wrestler of the Week. Matt has one picked out for you.
Wrestler of the Week.
We got Sports Blotter. We got the return of the Pig Squirrel of the Week.
Hell yeah.
And it's still going to be a little different. We're just going to play the song straight up. We're not going to like dissect the Pig Squirrel because we realize we are not qualified to neither Pig Squirrel nor break down.
The Diva Car guys couldn't do it, so.
Yeah.
That's a real band.
Although
they couldn't do it. I mean, we didn't challenge them, I guess.
Yeah, we didn't put them on the spot too much.
You're right. Next time.
And then we have a Hall of Fame induction. It's a good one.
Mm.
People are going to be really excited.
Mm.
And what else we got? We got sports, brutal, not brutal.
Sports.
Metal history.
Oh, you went and saw Lady Hockey.
Yes.
How was that? We'll talk about it at sports.
We will talk about sports.
Yeah. I wanted to go, but I was golfing. Oh, that's what I was doing last week. I was golfing. Man.
Golf sucks. You want to talk something that stinks.
I'm talking about a fun time with friends. I'm not really good at golf.
Anyway. Golf's terrible.
Yeah.
I saw a non-horror movie for the first time since April last night.
Amazing.
Logan.
Oh, the Wolverine thing.
Yeah, it was actually really good. It's one of those movies where it's kind of cliche. It's like, it's not really a superhero movie, which is why it's good.
Well, except for everyone
it's
is magical.
Pretty violent.
He has knife hands.
I mean, he does have that, but he's like old and dying too.
Yeah. I read there's a comic book series called Old Man Logan, which kind of, I think, followed what the movie did. Or the movie follows what that did.
Okay.
Where it's like, but it's like far in the future because he can't die. And it's like, oh, he can't die. So he has to like roam the wastes after like the world is over. So it's kind of like a Western almost.
Okay. Yeah. As I feel that the director was inspired by a few different genres, including Westerns, the movie Shane. They actually play
Shane.
It.
Yeah.
They play
okay.
it in the movie.
Sure.
But yeah, very good. It's kind of following the theme of movies. I love Rogue One because it's like a violent kind of thriller set in the Star Wars universe.
It was like a World War II movie. Yeah, it was like an espionage.
It's just like Logan was kind of a Western set in the X-Men universe.
I could get down with that. I'm kind of like, I'll probably see Thor, I guess, at some point, but I'm kind of like, I'm not really a big comic book guy. Like, I had like a lot of nerdy garbage.
Like, I can't stand the Avengers. Like, it's fine.
It's fine, and I'll probably watch Thor and be like, haha, so funny. But I don't know, man. I need something. We gotta have more different types of blockbuster movies. I know it's a dumb complaint now that we're like the world is
it
gonna
was a
end.
Blockbuster. Get Out was a blockbuster.
No, that's true. Get Out.
I mean,
that's
not
true.
Not in like style,
no,
but
get out in money and stuff like that. So maybe that'll encourage people to make like more interesting, big budget movies. Not even big budget, big tent.
If you read the a recent feature from the Blumhouse guy, Jason Blum.
Yeah,
I think that's his name. Did we talk about this? But how major studios are now moving their release dates away from the horror movies now. If they see a Blumhouse release,
they're
like, nope, we don't want it that weekend.
Because there's so few reasons to go to a movie theater with like the amount of ways you can watch films on like every different device in your house. So it's like a horror movie is like one of the few things where I'm like, I want to go to a horror movie in a theater. So people go,
Yeah.
It like adds to the fun of it. Like it makes movies that seem bad. Like I bet if I watched the Blair Witch movie, like the new Blair Witch, mm-hmm. like in my house, I'd be like, that's fine. But like watching it in the theater and having it be like quasi crowded and people going like, like was like, wow, that was fun.
And you can't, and because it's such just even the magnitude of the screen and the sound and stuff like that, just a much different experience.
Yeah, you can't look
Seeing
away.
Seeing Jigsaw tomorrow, by the way. Or today.
Oh, yeah.
Seeing Jigsaw today. So
tell me
maybe it will be the last Saw movie.
Yeah, no.
And I saw Devil's Candy the other night.
Oh, yeah, with Nick Papagiorgio.
It was fantastic.
Was it good?
Yeah.
I heard he's like a metal guy.
You can make some slight comparison to Deathgasm, except it's really serious and
but it's like disturbing. Satanic.
It's not. Yeah, there's some Satanism going on. There's a whole metal connection. Apparently, when they premiered it a couple of years ago, it was like 18 minutes longer, and they pared it down to 72 minutes-ish. And one of the things they cut out was all of the metal references because they're like, people aren't gonna like this.
Put it back.
I know. The director's cut.
Is there a director's cut?
We got to get on.
The director's cut is just him discussing the sword for 45 minutes. Guys, I want to talk to you about my favorite group, The Sword, and here we move.
Actually, The Sword is one of the bands on the Jennifer's Body soundtrack, the movie that I watched on Halloween. My niece is a big Panic! At the Disco fan, so she's like, oh, there's a Panic! Song on this list. She had never seen it, and The Sword is on it. Screeching Weasel doing their cover.
Yeah, Jennifer's Body, Beatles. Yeah, that's right.
The soundtrack's amazing.
Good soundtrack.
Florence and the Machine, bunch of bands. Anyway, and there's a 4 Year Strong poster on the wall. Very excited.
In her dorm or whatever?
Yeah, they're in high school, but yeah, on there.
High school?
In the guy's bedroom, yes.
Fair enough.
All right.
That makes no sense.
let's get into the music here. We'll be back with metal history. But first, we had another death in the community. Chuck Mosley, the original singer of the band Faith No More,
mm-hmm.
who a lot of people obviously associate Mike Patton with that band, and
sure.
makes a lot of sense. But Chuck Mosley was on the first two albums.
Yep.
And
huge albums. Like, huge. Like, not like, oh, Mike showed up and they became huge. It was
right.
Like, they were huge.
They were, yeah, I mean, Mike put them to the next level, but yeah.
In a different way.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to play probably my second favorite track by Faith No More. This is We Care A Lot, which initially the title track off the We Care A Lot album, I believe, in 85, and then was re-released on Introduce Yourself, which is an even bigger album, so we're going to play that again. Chuck Mosley,
57.
Dead at the age of 57. Not too many details, although the statement from the family, I think, was saying that he had been sober for a few years but died due to addiction. No real details, but they wanted to
He had kids. He had a grandkid.
Yeah. Anyway, so this is Faith No More, We Care A Lot, and you're listening to Brutal Brunch here on WMFO Medford 91.5. I'm streaming live on WMFO.org. We care a lot.
WMFO, we like to ask the important questions, such as, why Freeform? Well, it's been our tradition now for 45 years, and none of us here want to see that change anytime soon. Do you? If not, we need your help to keep WMFO Freeform by contributing to our annual donations drive. Anytime before April 13th, go over to donate.wmfo.org to support us in reaching our $5,000 goal. You will even receive a unique thank you gift. To see more about what our DJs have to say about keeping WMFO Freeform, visit facebook.com/WMFO Medford. That's facebook.com/WMFO Medford.
Divine you.
Welcome back to Brutal Punch. WMFO Medford 91.5. I'm streaming live on WMFO.org. We need one of those giant clocks that like counts down the songs for Matt so we can like nail that.
So
off-air banter.
Here we go. Off-air banter. I was talking about Thunder Forge.
There you go. That's keeping it local. Graves Harbor, that was Coronation off of Coronation. You can see those guys Thursday at Orion's Pub, but we'll get to the calendar in 1 minute. Before that, we had Faith No More with We Care A Lot.
So good.
R.I.P. Chuck Mosley. And of course, kicked off the show with some Green Day. Macy's Day Parade in honor of Thanksgiving.
I just want someone to follow me around just doing slap bass everywhere I go. It's like, bah, 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 like when I go to the Market Basket this afternoon.
Ashley, speaking of Green Day, did you know that's how Mark Durnt got his last name as a nickname? Was because of the Durnt sound of
that noise?
Yes.
Okay, fine.
So there you go, Matt, number one Green Day fan.
Number one, here we go.
Ready, and...
I'm throwing grass on stage or whatever.
This Week in Metal History.
Everybody, This Week in Metal History. I thought we did a show last week, so I was slightly unprepared, but I got to tell you...
Matt was on his way to Montreal this morning.
He's going to go to... Oh, yeah, that's another story. I was slightly unprepared for the metal history, but then when I started digging into it, I realized this could be the thickest week of metal history of all time.
That's good because look, this is all I got for the calendar. 2 weeks is all the shows we have.
Hey, first of all, happy 20th anniversary to the greatest movie of all time.
Why did that happen?
It was a silent movie.
I'm from Buenos Aires, and I say kill them
all. Yeah! Oh, yeah! Happy 20th anniversary, Starship Troopers. Obviously, Paul Verhoeven's misunderstood classic.
It is a misunderstood classic. Although,
go ahead.
Sorry, I'll stop stepping.
I just
want to
say I'm from Buenos Aires, and I say kill them all. I don't know why that came out so poorly on there. Go ahead, sir.
I was actually looking for.
We raise our hands on the show. If you have a point, you got to raise your hand.
Starship Troopers memes this week.
Memes.
Yeah, some sweet memes for work, but I couldn't find any successful.
I found
ones
one.
That fit.
Do you want one?
Maybe.
Does it have to be about like locally sourced food?
No, but I would also say, have you seen the sequels?
I saw Starship Troopers Marauder, which I think is like a horror movie almost, or like it's almost like Alien, where there's just one bug, and they're in like a factory. It's like the Alien 3, they're just in like a factory of red. I don't know what it is. It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
Hero of the Federation is the best vehicle.
Really?
Anyway, you can continue.
Yeah, obviously the movie is not about what it's about. It's about... Right. It's about fascism.
Yep.
and how fascism is bad. But then it backfired a little bit because it's like, yeah, it's sweet. We go up there and like murder these bugs. And like Casper Van Dien is in it and he's handsome. And Denise Richards is in it and she's handsome. So it's just kind of like, yeah, there's a lot of handsome, pretty people shooting bugs.
Gary Busey's kid?
Yeah, Jake Busey. Big teeth. He's got big teeth like his old man. I don't know how they get big teeth. I don't know how you can genetically have giant teeth. Matt. October 30th, 1985, Anthrax releases the album Spreading the Disease with my favorite song, Madhouse. I'm going to skip forward. So good.
Sounds familiar.
It's a Guitar Hero classic for me.
I was going to say, it sounds kind of like every other thrash song.
Yep. There's going to be a lot of thrash in this. I just wanted to get to the hook. One of the songs I sing, like, in my car, you know? Listen to how anthemic this is, though.
Oh, have we got the hook yet?
Oh, we're gonna hit it. Don't worry, the other stuff's not gonna be as long. They're in an insane asylum. It's very problematic, actually, if you think about it. There you go.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Hey, Matt, guess what else you're gonna be welcome for? October 30th, 1983, King Diamond with Merciful Fate released their album Melissa. What I think is funny about Merciful Fate, Matt's taking his headphones off like a coward. What I think is funny about Merciful Fate is like, I guess it's black metal, I guess. Like it's that's what they classify it as on whatever. but their look was very silly, and their lyrics were like more power metal-y, and obviously King Diamond sings the way that King Diamond sings, but apparently they were like the roughest shows to go to. Like, the band was extremely violent with the crowd. Like, you're going and seeing kind of like an Alice Cooper type guy, and he would throw a brick at you or something. Long live King Diamond, may he never die. October 30th, 31st, 96, Slipknot releases their first album, Mate, Feed, Kill, Repeat.
One of my calls away messages.
It is. All right, that's enough. It's going to start swearing. It's going to start saying naughty words. More importantly, honestly, October 31st, 1986, 10 years earlier, one of the patron saints of Brutal Brunch, Creator, releases their album, Pleasure to Kill. And it kicks ass, as you can possibly... I don't know how
I'm imagining it kicking ass.
There it is. If I was making a slasher movie, if I was like somehow making a slasher movie in the 80s, I would just Creator would be the whole soundtrack. I don't know why you would do. Has that ever been done? I guess like.
One band doing a soundtrack?
One band doing a soundtrack. The only thing I can think of is
Maximum Overdrive,
but it's AC/DC, which doesn't make any sense, honestly. I guess Cars, AC/DC. But,
Sun O does the majority of the soundtrack in Devil's Candy.
Okay, I can get into that. I saw a guy with a Sun O shirt on in Brooklyn, and I gave him like a side thumbs up.
Gross.
No, I just pointed out to Maggie, I'm like, I recognize that shirt. I saw that shirt Hot Topic. Speaking of Hot Topic, Cradle of Filth, October 31st, 2000, yeah. Released the album Midian.
Ooh.
It's based on the film Nightbreed.
I thought it was based on The Undertaker's...
The
Ministry.
The Ministry. Let me skip forward a little bit. It's a long intro. You might be surprised to hear there's a long intro of, like, clouds. Midian is based on Clive Barker's novel Cabal and the subsequent film Nightbreed. Did you ever see Nightbreed?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Nightbreed is great. Midian is the name of the kind of the town where like all the monsters live, and they're kind of bound to the town that they can't leave or they die. Which is honestly, Midian made me think a lot of the Marrow in Digging in the Marrow.
Yep.
Because it's basically like town of monsters, but are they monsters? And then I don't know.
I'm not a huge fan of that movie.
Of Nightbreed?
Yeah.
It's very 80s.
I mean...
Or 90s, I guess.
Cronenberg. He plays the killer, right? Like, he's creepy. The mask is sweet.
Yeah, there's a lot of great... It's a good movie to watch on, like, a Saturday afternoon. It's a movie I watched when I was, like, hungover. You know? Like, I'm like, Nightbreed, take me away. October 31st, 2005. The second patron saint of... Brutal Brunch, Helloween releases Keeper of the Seven Keys, The Legacy.
Forever one thought. The Lord of Evil was
given. The Lord of Evil. So good. It's a double CD that comes in at 90 minutes playing time and has six flaps full of lore.
There would be more than one name to name. Now he, whose name is many, searches for the one. The one strong enough to survive.
Are you scared of this?
His
yes. I'm hiding under the desk right now.
Are you even more scared now that they're actually playing?
No. All the terror has left.
It's ridiculous. Man, November 1st, 1982,
Venom hit.
Releases the album Black Metal. This is the greatest album of all time. This might go into the Hall of Fame. Because, like, Black Metal, the song Black Metal is great. But a lot of wacky stuff on here, like Buried Alive is really fun. Miss Countess Bathory. Like, all the things that have basically become staples of, like, an entire class of this music are just from this album, basically. And it sounds like garbage. It sounds like they filmed it in a trash can. I don't know why. Also,
yesterday was a good day for black metal.
Go ahead.
Waking up with everything frosted over.
Because it was disgusting outside.
Nice and cold and barren. It was great.
It's been freezing. It's been absolutely freezing. I was in Woburn last night, downtown Woburn, beautiful Woburn. And there's that like fake waterfall thing they have, that like water feature Waterfall thing?
I don't know anything, but I was thinking wall fan, but no.
Frozen Waterfall. Frozen. So cult. Speaking of cult, November 1st, 1993, Immortal released the album Pure Holocaust. The second album by Norwegian black metal band Immortal. Faster than its predecessor, Diabolical Full Moon Mysticism. The lyrics focus on ice, snow, and fantasy landscapes. Most importantly, this is the first album to feature a Baath on drums. This is The Sun No Longer Rises, and you can imagine it kicks ass. It kicks so much ass.
There we go. So this is now my aesthetic.
Good lord, it's so good. A Baath is a saint. Excuse me, November 3rd, 1992.
That's what we could do. We could canonize people on the show.
To what?
The Hall of Fame.
Canonize?
Yeah.
I would canonize a Baath.
Yeah.
I don't see why not. We're like, with all the celebrity like malfeasance that's coming out recently and has apparently been going on since like the 40s, it's kind of like hard to have like anyone, like you don't admire a celebrity, but you always go like, oh, that's fun. Like, I'm glad for that person. Like, that's a fun person. I like to see them in movies. I like to see them do music. And now it's like everyone's garbage trash. So, except for a Baath, you know, so that's what I want to say. It's like, throw down your idols and worship a Baath.
Just running down hills.
Run down hills, guys, painting his face. He's almost 70 years old. Look, November 3rd, 92, Rage Against the Machine released their debut album, Rage Against the Machine.
I assume you don't like them?
I do like Rage Against the Machine. I was going to say, it's one of the few albums that me and my fiance Maggie can actually listen to. Because, obviously, she likes folk music. But also
not like not folk metal,
not folk metal or troll
not,
metal.
Yeah, she's
or,
not jamming the Finntroll and Enziferium.
No, I obviously liked Rage Against the Machine as a child because it was loud and aggressive. And then I listened to the lyrics. And I'm like, that's okay. I don't know if I'm fully into like Revolutionary War.
That's right. Cause, well, you used to be like your boy Paul Ryan, listen to Rage and not
totally. I was totally Paul Ryan in high school. I was a monster. And Maggie would listen to it and be like, yes, that is correct. We should overthrow the capitalist system. Sorry. Matt, the third patron saint of Brutal Brunch, creating the triumvirate, Hammerfall, November 4th, 2016, releases the album The Sacred Vow. This is also the 1-year anniversary of the nicest Twitter interaction of all time. Where a guy had tweeted to Joachim, the lead singer, about being a big fan and like how like Hammerfall has really gotten him through, you know, hard times in his life and being different and stuff. And he just like, heavy metal is for everyone, no matter what age, sex, or race. It's what you've got inside that counts. Listen. Oh, yeah. I'm going to skip the next one. God, that's so good. That's going to be the bed for your concert calendar. November 7, 2006, Guitar Hero 2 comes out for the PS2.
Life-changing. There we go.
It really was. Yeah, so this is this is Lamb of God. But it's all covers at this point. They didn't get the masters. There were some masters, but they were masters of like not a big band like this. It would be like some weird masters of like, there's some like local music in the Guitar Heroes because Harmonix from Cambridge, and there was a couple band people in that studio.
The Ben Camaro guys.
Yeah. Hangar 18 was on this for your like metal stuff. Institutionalized by Suicidal Tendencies and obviously Danzig's Mother, the possibly greatest song of all time.
Dragon Force.
Was that? I don't think that was Guitar Hero 2 though. I think that was like band
rock band.
Rock band.
I thought Guitar Hero 2 was no, because I thought it was a hidden track through the Fire and Flames.
Oh, maybe. Do you like Dragon Force? Did we talk about that? Are you like?
They have a new album out this year.
Is it good?
There's one or two good tracks on
there. Okay, I like Dragon Force. I mean, unsurprisingly.
Apparently, used to be one guitarist was writing all the music, and now on the previous album, they split duties, which I guess made it really disjointed and people didn't like it, and now they have more of a relationship going on this album. So, different era for Dragon Force.
Okay, I like the era. November 8th, 1971, putting this on the list because I want to talk about it. Led Zeppelin releases the album Led Zeppelin 4. No. You don't like Led Zeppelin, I would imagine. Yeah. Because you got into rock just straight through nu metal. There's nothing classic to anything you liked.
Unless you don't grunge.
Okay, grunge.
I mean, I grew up with grunge and rage, stuff like that.
You don't believe
that? And then
there
was like a awkward phase of like some hip-hop and then nothing. It was a hip-hop and then like Star Wars. And then new metal brought me back. Yeah, new metal and pop punk.
So for me, it was, it was probably Zeppelin. And then Phantom of the Opera. And then, and then I don't know, AFI.
Yeah.
It's all over the place. There was like a theory that was floated that I believed that Led Zeppelin is everyone's first favorite band. Like you have to like them somehow. Like even if you don't, you're like, you go back years later and be like, why did I like this? But like you have to. I don't know. It speaks a lot to me because of trolls and magic and wizards and stuff. Speaking of what speaks to me? November 8th, 1986, speaking of German thrash metal, Exhumer, their debut album, Possessed by Fire. I've never heard of these guys. I love this album. Listen to this.
I'm listening.
Listen to this. All right, are you scared? Are you scared yet?
Speechless.
Keep away all these thoughts from my mind. Let them walk.
Huh?
Peace and rest.
I'd rank it above Powerwolf.
No chance.
What?
Time has come to fight.
It's better than Halloween.
It's better than Halloween? I'm sorry, I murdered Matt with a knife in the studio. Allegedly. November 10th, 1981, Motley Crue releases the album Too Fast for Love.
What are you doing? We've gone off the rail. We have officially derailed.
Woo! This song kicks ass. Look. Everybody likes Livewire. It's the greatest song of the 80s. Sorry. Let's finish it off. November 10th, 2007. Skipping.
I was going to say, that's quite
Behemoth
a jump.
Behemoth. Release Behemoth, everyone's favorite Polish-Danish black metal band from Gdansk. Releases Exekaton.
Oh, they're in trouble again.
Ezekaton. It's a weird album. It's got a lot of covers in it. This is them covering the Misfits with Devil Lock. They're in trouble again. Devil Lock. And that's going to do it for this week of metal. Thank you very much. Come on.
Behemoth Nurgle, questioned by Polish authorities over controversial t-shirts.
It's got a lot going on there. What is it? It's an upside-down cross.
Upside-down cross with, like, a dragon with skulls. It disrespects Polish heraldry. It's a modified version of the country's coat of arms.
What? Sorry, I was skipping.
They've discontinued the controversial merch.
Why?
So here I go again. Nurgle's statement opens. On my way to the prosecutor's office in Gdansk.
Wait, they're going to get prosecuted for a shirt with skulls and on?
To be
like,
questioned
give me a break.
As a suspect in the Republic of the Unfaithful case. Me and my partner in crime, Masiak Manticore Gruska is showing up too.
It's a real pronunciation.
Several individuals have already been questioned, including heraldists, who have made their statement clear this is not a Polish emblem. Apparently it's not enough for the decision makers in this court.
Wait, so what's the law there? You can't do anything with like it would be like taking the flag basically and putting it in something? Because Polish law, I think, is all codified. It's just, it's not like, there's no common law like United States or Great Britain. It's like literally written down like in a book. That's idiotic.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let Nurgle live. Well, although he didn't like baby metal, so he's in trouble with me.
That's what he has to worry about.
Yeah, he's going to really worry more about
not
brutal
Polish
brunch.
Prosecutors.
Okay, so what? It's the stupid flag of Poland. Who gives a crap?
Because you can't disrespect Poland's white eagle.
Why?
Well, I mean, Poland has gone quite to the right recently.
Oh, I guess so.
All right.
Guys, get in there. Get a call in campaign.
We need Greg Colin. Give us a primer.
Yeah, tell Greg
Polish
Colin.
Politics.
What's going on in Poland?
All right.
I heard they make it submarines with a screen door.
Ooh, watch out. You're going to be in jail.
You're going to be in free speech jail.
Free speech jail, you and Felga. All right. Consulates for the next 2 weeks. Not a lot of shows. Starting tonight. At the Midway Cafe, you can see Cato Kaelin, Crow Feeder, Deranged Youth, and Sonic Pulse. Sonya has trapped them. It's their final show with Call of the Void. Elk's Lodge and Adams, you can see Guilt Ritual, Your Persona, The Days Ahead, and Church Tongue and Crafter. Tuesday at Ralph, it's Tomb of Mold, Garrod and Lower the Casket and Wretched Abomination. The Pillars of Brocken has My Heart to Fear and Hollow Veins. On Thursday at the Palladium, you can see him, the Bang and Whimper Farewell Tour with CKY and Three Teeth. What are your thoughts on him?
I did a shrug in case you guys couldn't see that.
Ralph's has it's Metal Thursday with Percussor, Reek, and Crypitus. On Saturday at Midway Cafe, it's the Cheech EP release show with the McGonks, Commonwealth, and Hopeless. Next Sunday at the Palladium, it's Fit for a King and In Heart's Wake with Like Moss to Flames, Phineas the Greater, and The Worst of Us. Tuesday the 21st at Orion's Pub, it's Graves Harbor, Sacred Lake, Innocuous, and The Surrealist. Friday at the Palladium, this is the show of the next 2 weeks. Hatebreed with Dying Fetus, Code Orange, Twitching Tongues, Within the Ruins, Enterprise Earth, Aversion's Crown, Currents, In Depths and Tides, Begat the Nephilim, Values and Boundaries.
Jesus Christ.
And at the Middle East, it's Ice Nine Kills, Matt's Boys with The Plot in You, yeah. Dayseeker, Outlier with a V, The Worst of Us, and Fathom Farewell. And Saturday, November 25th.
Begat the Nephilim, the band that almost made me go deaf.
You can, after Hatebreed, you can follow up Thanksgiving at the Palladium with Children of Bodom, 20 Years Down and Dirty.
Unbelievable.
With Karach Angren, Lost Society, Uncured, Black Trip, SPC, As Aphrodite Fell, and The Absent Mind. That's your concert calendar for the next 2 weeks. Matt, you can take it away when you're ready.
I'm always ready.
Oh, boy.
So, because we were talking about Behemoth, I had a lot of choices. A lot of choices today for Black Metal Song of the Week, mostly because I've gone back to the gym. But now that I know that Poland is going to give them Static with their... Is it the government or is it just like far... I mean, they're getting prosecuted.
I don't know. It's not far right wing,
like the Golden Dawn's like, can't do this. You disrespect the White Eagle.
I think that is how it works, actually.
What the hell? That has an upside down cross on it. Like, that's not... Is that what's making them sad? What's making them sad? Whatever.
Polish symbols are protected against public profanation. Did I say that? An insult.
Yeah.
Any public use that could be damaging or insulting may be considered a criminal offense.
But I think it's sweet. Like, does my vote not count? Like, if I'm like, this makes me more interested in the Polish symbol of the White Eagle now that it has a sweet upside-down cross going through it with a dragon head. That makes me actually like it more, you know? Do they think about that? Have they taken that into account? How's that?
They have not consulted you, but hopefully they're listening. Now
well,
they
I am a lawyer. Okay, anyway, so Behemoth, Messe Noir, is this week's Black Metal Song of the Week. Free Nurgle.
Thank you.
right, welcome back. Burr Brunch, WMFO, Medford, 91.5 FM. Streaming live on WMFO.org. You just heard The Days Ahead.
That was good.
The latest from those guys.
Yeah.
That was called Rebuild.
You can find that though.
Yes?
Go ahead. Tell them where you can find it.
Just gotta say, you can find that on iTunes, YouTube.
One tip, though, if you're going to have electronics in your song, you gotta have the computer man in the video.
In the video?
Going like...
jamming out. Like Mr. Han from Linkin Park.
Yeah!
Before that, we had Behemoth. That was Messe Noir from The Satanist. That was our black metal song of the week.
Sure was.
And now we got... So, what we're going to do here, we're going to do the sports plot, or the police plotter and the sports report to the top of the hour. We'll play some more songs. We'll do Brutal Not Brutal. And we got a big, long...
Got a
nice half-hour chunk for the Hall of Fame, I would say.
Thick.
Because we got long songs, we got a lot to discuss.
Viscous.
It's going to be great. So real quick, what should we do first? Oh, we'll do the blotter, because we'll do sports, and we'll do rest of the week.
I love it.
All right. Police blotter, Melrose, Massachusetts, Tuesday, October 31st, which was?
Halloween.
It's Halloween. A person was yelling and throwing things. throwing things. Another typo here. A person was yelling and throwing things at the corner of Upham and 13th Streets around 11:10 a.m. That person was taken to the Melrose Wakefield Hospital. Report said it was Matt Master Mao because he was angry.
I was angry because
he was angry about the Whole Foods the Whole Foods trucks.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, there's a truck in this parking lot?
Wednesday, November 1st, the Day of the Dead. A landscaper was reportedly blowing leaves toward a neighbor's house on Bow Street just before 8:20 a.m.
Hell yeah.
A suspicious white man. Finally, we have a suspicious white man in Melrose.
Finally.
Who's reportedly
the most
hanging
woke
around,
police report I've ever read.
Hanging around in the vicinity of the Hoover School around 11 a.m. And that's all she wrote.
Could have been my dad.
Could have been.
He's walking the dog.
And finally, it's...
Leave him alone.
Well, it could have been something like this at 6:18 p.m.
Hey, he can wear that Squish the Fish sweatshirt. It's still 1996.
A citizen reported that a man was up on a utility pole near Swains Pond Road. That person turned out to be working for Comcast.
There's a man on the utility pole. He's got a helmet on. It says Comcast. I don't understand. Jesus Christ.
All right, real quick, sports.
I'm like Cameron. I never call the police.
Oh, really? You say that now, but now you're engaged. You're living in suburban Melrose now. You're gonna be married. You're gonna start calling the cops on everyone.
I saw a man driving down the street. I called the police. Jesus.
All right. The Tampa Bay Lightning are still the best team in the universe.
Yeah.
They're the best team in the NHL. That's tremendous. The Bruins are terrible.
Yes.
And it's hilarious.
Do you have anything to say for yourself? No, I have nothing to say. The Bruins did nothing in the offseason to help themselves. They added more scrappy guys and just got worse and worse and worse.
It's
so stupid. Like, the game is becoming more offensive and open. And they're like, you know who we need? More scrappy dudes.
Big bad
like,
Bruins.
Come on.
Don't poke the bear.
Those days are over, baby. Like, those days are over. It's fine. I don't understand it.
On the flip side, the Boston Pride, not doing so hot. They are now 0-3 after dropping a 5-3 game last night to the defending champion Buffalo Buttes.
How long is the season?
It's very short this year because the Olympics kind of screwed everything up.
Yeah.
It's kind of rough. So this is the third year of the league, and midway through, was it the first or second year, all their pay got slashed. And then there was almost a boycott or strike, whatever you want to call it, labor stoppage
labor dispute.
Because of the... payment and the Olympic team and all that. And now all the best players. So the Pride were absolutely decimated by the Olympics.
Sure.
Because, basically half their roster is on the Olympics.
I can imagine. So what was the experience like going to the game? Like, how was the game itself? Like, how was just, going to a game? Like,
so it's at the Warrior Ice Arena, which is the Bruins practice facility.
Which is a nice facility.
It is. It's really nice. But what's weird is that, so the rink, because you can see when you drive by on the Pike,
like
that cool glass with the logo and all that. But there's no seats on that side. So you see the rink, but
it's
only half the rink. It's not nice. So it looks fine.
Yeah.
I mean, you see the pipe. But anyway, there's only half the arena has seats.
Oh.
And then there's some standing room stuff. But and it's all general admission. So if you got to get up to go somewhere, make it strategic and quick because your seats are not can be taken.
Oh, jack your seats.
But no, it's good. I mean, you
did
can
it
see
feel
everything.
Full? Like, I mean, if it's only like
yeah,
half
it was full.
Arena.
I mean, it was their home opener, so it was it was full. Got some chance going.
Any like concessions? They're not doing.
So
like,
there's only unfortunately
prices.
There's only one concession booth.
Okay,
so it can be quite a long line.
Sure,
there's no alcohol allowed in the building. Although they are building up, so it's in Boston Landing, which they're building up. It's like one of those kind of how like Assembly Row was.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, maybe not quite that shopping.
Same
place,
thing,
but
though.
Building up. They have a commuter rail station there. All that. There's a restaurant and bar next door, so I suppose you could pregame if you like.
That's true. I like to watch a hockey game, you know. I would do that. I would actually go. I want to go to one of those games. I couldn't get back in time to go to that, but I feel like it would be fun, right?
It's fun. It's I mean, The game itself is great. A lot of people whine, like your boy Bill Simmons, about women's sports and say they're like not as good or too slow.
Right.
Women's hockey is great.
It's fast.
There's
open.
There's a